Scotland for the summer, clearing out your dad's place after he died. We were talking one night over Skype. I was in Madison, if I remember right. You were on your childhood bed in your childhood room, propped up by dusty stuffed toys, taking these long meditative hits from your dad's old pipe. And during these lulls in conversation, wisps of pixelated, low bitrate jazz would waft in from the kitchen, where his records were kept in permanent rotation. You told me that for a while now, whenever the sun went down, you'd take him to keeping the place as dark and familiar and welcoming as you could. Drifting from room to room by candlelight. Peering through the hallway mirror into the shadows over your reflection's shoulder.
I never believed in ghosts. I mean, that said, whenever the train passes your flat, even today I still look up to see if you're there, perched Muppet-like at the upper floor window, waving wildly down at a train full of strangers because you know I'm in among them somewhere, even though you haven't been there for 6 years. I'm reminded of something that I overheard once at a philosophy department function back in 2008, it must have been. Two professors discussing a theory that I have never been able to place, that our memories and our thoughts and our emotions can be argued to inhabit physical space. That we shed them in our wake, like footprints in fresh concrete. And they stay precisely where we leave them, waiting for us to come by this way again someday. Retrace them. Resurrect them in a way. And I might be wrong, but I think that's what's happening here, that bittersweet image of you at the upper floor window, smiling, waving, is effectively the first stop on this train's route. The tracks pass directly through this memory, these thoughts, these emotions. On the way to Ardrossan Harbour, from Glasgow Central to catch the 6 o'clock ferry. And today, especially, it is a welcome distraction because I am going home for Christmas. For the first since my dad died. And that big old converted hotel by the sea that I grew up in, that I spent 31 consecutive Christmases in without fail, sometimes with my grandparents, sometimes with my aunt and uncle, twice with you, but always at the very least, my mum, my dad, and I. That house is going to have just two people in it for Christmas. For the first time since I've been alive. Two people. Tracking mud through the hallways, trundling along as if on rails, with no choice but to retrace footprints in the carpet from a long time ago, some decades old, and in doing so, pass through memory after thought. Cold, grey emotion, like a 100,000 unwelcome guests crammed into the narrow corridors of our dark hotel by the sea. As I said, I don't believe in ghosts, but that doesn't matter, really. I don't think you did either. I think I'm about to find out what it actually feels like to be haunted.